Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He knows a lot about this offense and a lot about me, so taking that into account, bringing a guy like Calais Campbell, again, veteran leadership, guys that are in the right spot doing the right things, and new D coordinator, so they're doing a little bit of things differently over there, the type of scheme that they're running, and they got some playmakers over there. Holland's playing some really good football, had a really big play last week. We all know Jalen Ramsey got paid. Again, they got some guys over there that we got to focus on and worry about, but at the same time, it's a short week, got to focus on what we do best.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen on the matchup with the Dolphins.
I just realized, well, this might be good for Allen's hand. We're not going to get fight night this year between Allen
Phillips?
and Christian Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins, that's right. Sorry, Christian Wilkins, yeah.
He's gone.
True. Jeremy and Joe welcoming in Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast for our weekly conversation about the upcoming game, dipping into the last game as well. And Joe, I appreciated very much what you wrote yesterday, a much more delicate way to say it than maybe sometimes how I do it, where I watch the Bills Cardinals and I just yell, they're running it too much. And you said, I'm looking for a lot more variety on first down moving forward. I appreciated how that probably landed a lot more constructively with Bills Mafia.
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Definitely, if there was something that frustrated me about the Bills' offensive performance against Arizona, it was the first down run rate. 75% running the ball on first down, and that went to 76.5% in the second half. And the success rate, the yards per carry, just went down and down and down as the game moved along. And so I thought the Bills kind of made it harder than they had to in the second half. And I know, look, they scored 24 points, won the game. I get it. I hear all that. But how often did Josh Allen and the offense have to overcome being in second and 10, like just over and over, because those first down runs were stuffed in the second half? And when you look at Josh Allen only having a play action rate of like 16% in the game, you're thinking, man, that would have been a great opportunity to work in two or three extra play action passes, because Arizona just started shooting those gaps and making plays against the run. And I feel like there's some meat on the bone, and maybe it could have been a little easier of a path to score those 24 points and win the game.
I made a little bit of a guess at some game theory on this, Joe. Like, if you are a team that's trying to establish this new identity under Joe Marino, or sorry, not Joe Marino, that's you, under Joe Brady. We got a lot of Joes here. Under Joe Brady, one of the things you might want to do is over time really show you are committed to something and really build something in the run game. So, you know, they did it against Arizona. This week will be a different opponent in Miami. So maybe they don't stick to it nearly as much because the matchup is different. But when it comes to the performance of the run game overall, you think it was just predictability, the line you're happy with, the backs you're relatively happy with?
Yeah, I thought the run blocking was very good. It just came to a situation where, I mean, literally Arizona started shooting gaps, and they, you know, the Bills ran a little bit more zone than I thought they would. And, you know, zone running is, you know, your running back's tasked with finding a crease and getting downhill. Well, the same thing's true for the linebackers. They want to find the crease and shoot the gap. And I thought Arizona really got ahead of that flow and was able to do that. I think you could definitely make a case for less James Cook in the second half. You know, I think James Cook's a good player, but being physical and grinding out tough yards, not really his forte. And you have more physical backs in Ty Johnson and Ray Davis, I think leaning into them more in the second half, if you're going to really try to be that type of team, and, you know, late in games and close things out, I think you might want to lean into those skill sets and kind of sprinkle in James Cook as the change of pace. So I feel like maybe mixing in those backs, maybe in addition to some more play action looks in the second half, would have been more effective.
How do you feel about the league kind of doing it in general? Like, the Bills were not alone in running the ball a lot. Maybe the first down mark would have been one of the highest in the league. But do you kind of have a reaction to the whole league kind of saying, at least in week one, like the pass rate's just not going to be as high as it was a few years ago?
Yeah, I feel like I've been trying to warn about this over the last year or so, and it's definitely coming to fruition. Was it the like lowest passing yards per game in a week of a season in since 2007 or something like that? Something crazy. And so this is the natural shift in how you kind of figured the league was going to go. The passing game's really opened up, and you're seeing all these spread offenses, and of course defenses have to catch up to that, and they start playing more smaller packages, extra defensive backs, and well, the offense's counter is cyclical, right? They're going to run the ball and play with bigger people, and you don't have the defensive personnel to match that. And so I think you're seeing that happen due to the structure of how teams are playing, but then also you got some bad quarterbacks out there. Yeah. I mean, there's some really terrible quarterback play in week one. And so I think maybe that's out of necessity as well.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast joining us here on the Wester Hotline. One thing about that theory, Joe, is that week one is like week four of the preseason. There's a lot of sloppy play. The Bills are guilty of this. In the first half, they fall down by 14 points. The Dolphins did the same. They fall down by 14 points, make a play, turn it around. And that the Dolphins-Jags game, the opener, watching that, to me, it looked the kind of the same story. A sloppy team, two sloppy teams, really. And Miami maybe fortunate to get out with the win, but by the time that game got onto the end of it, they started to look like the dangerous offense that they can be.
Yeah, I mean, that game flipped late in the third quarter. I mean, the Jaguars are going to score, literally going to run in and score a touchdown there late in the third quarter to put them ahead 24-7. But instead, Javon Holland forces that fumble. The Dolphins recover, and the next play is an 80-yard bomb to Tyreek Hill, and Dolphins score 13 unanswered points the rest of the way to close out the win. And you know, they made that big game-changing play, and I think the Jaguars, and really, I think their issues over the last couple of years has just been really terrible situational football, and that just doesn't seem to go away. And the Dolphins were able to take advantage of that, and I thought they were close on some of their explosives down the field. They hit Hill for an 80-yarder. They hit Waddle for 63. But then there was a couple of other deep shots that they were just a tick off on, and I think that speaks to some of the week one, you know, just rust and trying to find your footing as an offense. So, you know, I think the Dolphins certainly got better as that game moved along. They got some big plays on defense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sense, and we're able to kind of really flip that script there late in the game. And I think the same thing with the Bills. I think the game script started to favor the way Buffalo wanted to play, and they were able to take control.
Tua was like 6 of 10 on passes that went over 10 yards, had the 80-yard touchdown to Hill, missed Hill on what would have probably been another touchdown. It's one difference between Arizona and Miami, is Arizona had no success going down the field, in part because the way the Bills defended them. And I wonder, how concerned should Bills fans be with no Taron Johnson against the Dolphins? What is Taron Johnson, someone that allows the Bills to be as good as they've been against Tyreek Hill, against a fast receiver, always keeping a cap on the defense? How concerning is that loss, not just, of course, long-term, however many games he's going to miss, Joe, but in this matchup itself?
Well, I think the Bills have actually been very good against Tyreek Hill. That doesn't mean that Tyreek Hill's not amazing and a real problem, but the Bills have had a lot of success. And I really think that's rooted more in the safety play and how consistent they've been in terms of staying leveraged over top, and you couple that with being able to generally get quick pressure on Tua and some very timely blitzes on Tua, and you know, the Bills have been able to have some level of success there. And I think Taron Johnson matters a lot, but I think in a game like this where you might miss Taron Johnson the most is going to be matching personnel because Dolphins are going to play two backs. They're going to play two, three tight ends at times. They're going to give you a lot of bigger people, and then you know the challenge is they have those big people and then they have those explosive dudes to go with it, and it's a lot to deal with. And so I feel like Taron, of course, is a big loss. Cam Lewis played so good in the second half against Arizona. You hope that shows up against Miami, but it's the run defense, and it's how the Bills are going to fit the run against a very creative run scheme. And you know, again, Cam Lewis was terrific in that second half. He'll need to do that again for the Bills to, you know, try to contain this Miami offense.
And you started there kind of talking about the safeties. And I think on the surface that looked like it went fine in week one, Joe. But how is that maybe the bigger thing to watch when it comes to the Dolphins and big plays? Is Rapp played last year, obviously, because he has the pick that closes the season. But you just don't – that this might be the first time where we're really seeing a big test of, hey, no Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, well, I think one of the benefits, though, to playing Miami is Tua and his quick trigger, even on the vertical stuff. You know, he's going to get the ball out quick. And I think where if the Bills safeties failed at all in coverage against Arizona, it's because, you know, Kyler Murray can really extend plays. And, you know, you extend plays, your spacing gets funky on the back end. And, you know, there were some times where there was available targets down the field. I mean, Arizona had two drops. Michael Wilson, Marvin Harrison down the field drops, and then you had some other instances where Kyler was able to extend some plays and create space. I think that's a benefit to playing Miami, is Tua's not going to extend those plays. If you make Tua, you know, process deeper into the snap, that's where things generally become worse for him. And so I think the in-structure nature of the explosive plays that Miami wants to get down the field helps the Bills in terms of what they have at safety right now.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Any other player we should shine a light on? Rousseau, of course, had a big day. Vaughn, are you very encouraged by what you saw out of him? Or anyone else before we wrap up that you want to mention as someone that maybe isn't getting enough credit from week one?
Yeah, I think I was as critical as anyone in the world last year about Von Miller. I called for him to be inactive. I didn't see the use of him playing any snaps. I thought he was terrific against Arizona. It wasn't just the pass rush. It was the run defense. Played smart, played disciplined, looked like he had his feel. You saw him be able to corner and bend and you know, be able to convert speed to power and use length. I mean, it looked like Von Miller in some ways. And I think if that type of impact can be consistent throughout the season, that's going to be huge. And of course, I mean, everybody saw Greg Rousseau. I mean, he was phenomenal in that game. But I'll shout out Dorian Williams as well. And I don't know that Dorian Williams was a high impact player, but what encouraged me about Dorian in this game is it didn't look like he was drinking through a fire hose. And I felt like that's every time I watched him last year. As boy, I just felt like instinctively he was really rough and just, you know, making a lot of full speed mistakes. And I thought in that game, it looked like for the first time to me that things started to slow down for Dorian Williams and he didn't represent a liability on the field. And so I was very encouraged with him in that big moment. And, you know, obviously an important piece of what Buffalo's got to be moving forward until Matt Milano comes back.
Quickly, just to wrap here, Joe, Dalton Kincaid, in your review of the game, did it look like the one catch was because the Cardinals made an intent to take him out of it?
Oh, no question. Yeah, I think we've all been predicting that Dalton Kincaid was going to be the primary guy in this passing offense and, you know, maybe 120 or so targets. Feels like Arizona thought that too. I mean, a lot of attention. I mean, sometimes multiple defenders rolling the safety. When Kincaid broke, multiple guys would crash on him. And I think to the credit of Josh Allen in this offense, they were able to function outside of that and said, okay, cool, you want to do that? We got other guys we're happy to involve in this offense. And Josh completed, 18 passes to 9 different players. And so, yeah, it wasn't a lack of skill or, you know, anything like that from Kincaid. It was just Arizona said, that's not going to be the guy that beats us. And the Bills said, okay, fine, we'll go to other players in the passing game.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. We chat every Wednesday, and this time it's just the day before a game. Joe, enjoy the Dolphins game.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Big one coming up tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. You can listen to the Locked On Bills podcast wherever you get your podcast, at the Odyssey app, Spotify, all that good stuff. The Locked On Bills podcast. When we return, I've got a really, really good snark cannon to roll out at some point. I mean, I've been thinking about it for a full day.
Okay. There's also weird stuff happening with the Browns and Deshaun Watson.
That's true. Right, and we've now got Kyle Shanahan maybe said too much about Christian McCaffrey, and it might be time to freak out. Might be.
Oh, what? Like what his injury is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm a little. I haven't been four different teams. I'm worried. Well, officially worried.
You should maybe be worried. But should the Niners be worried? Maybe not. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.